Well, we've had reports of several roads that have water covering them. Almost every low water crossing across the county has water flowing over it. We're encouraging people to try to stay home if they possibly can. If they have to get out and they have water over a low water crossing or a bridge, do not cross it. Turn around, don't drown. So,
any specific areas of concern that you're watching this afternoon?
I have posted on Facebook about three locations that I know for sure. Marion County 3022, north of City of Payette. There was water over the temporary crossing there where they're replacing the bridge last night and today. MC 7041 at Cricket Creek Crossing, that one has water overflowing it. MC 6062 in the Ranchette area, water has inundated the low water crossing there. It's impassable. I do know of MC 6022, the low water slab. We call it Bald Jesse. That one is has water flowing over it as well. It's impassable. Pretty much every low water crossing in the county is going to be impassable or water flowing over it.
Melissa, we have pictures of Crooked Creek on our Facebook page at KTLO.com. It's high and it's still not going to crest for maybe another day or so.
Right. We're expecting to have, overnight this last night, we had about a 10-foot rise from what I saw last night on my way home, because I have to cross Cricket Creek, and then the pictures I've seen this morning. We are expecting it to not crest until midday tomorrow, probably, if not Monday morning.
How does this amount of water compare to the flooding that you experienced just a few months ago?
Well, last year in July's flood, it was there's differences in measurements, but between 11 and 15 inches, possibly more of that, of water that came in about 6 hours' time. This, because it's been spread out over 4 days, it hasn't quite inundated the cities like it did last time. We've had some roads overflowed, yes, but we haven't had to do any evacuations at this point. I was just notified that City of Flippin is urging people to just take precautions and think about moving away from the creek. But other than that, nothing immediate yet.
And Melissa, have you heard any reports this morning out at the Buffalo River at Highway 14 South there at Rush? At that bridge?
I haven't been down that way, and I haven't had any notification on it, but I was checking the river levels. It was showing that it was at flood stage.
And no reports of injuries around the county this morning?
Nothing that I've been made aware of.